Welcome back. If you're just joining us, you're tuned to Sound Effect. I'm Jennifer Wing. This week, we're exploring get lost, whether it's being told to go away or truly not knowing where you are. But there's a lot to be said about getting lost in something in a good way, an escape, a bubble of time where the burdens and responsibilities of everyday life go away. This is what happens twice a month at the Fry Art Museum in Seattle for people like Roger Stocker and his wife of 45 years, Laura Stocker. 6 years ago, Roger gave up his career as an architect when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. How old are you?
You're 65.
Yeah, see, that's something I couldn't have done myself. That's the sort of stuff that comes from here that really doesn't leave you in a very nice place.
When Roger says comes from here, he's pointing to his head, the disease that's chipping away at Roger's memory and eroding his ability to take care of himself, kind of gets put on hold when he's at the Fry for a program called Here Now. The museum's big open galleries are clean, simple, and softly lit. It's quiet, like a church. This is where men and women living with dementia and Alzheimer's and their care partners, the people who look out for them, daughters, spouses, hired help, they all look at art together, and then they talk about it. For Roger and Laura, the time at the Fry gives them a chance to revisit how they were as a couple before Alzheimer's entered their relationship.
When I come into here, I really feel wonderful. And you'll notice no one ever says, oh, you're crazy. Oh, no, that could not be. It never comes across like that.
As the care partner, this can become the haven that is safe. I don't have to worry about where Roger is, what he's doing. Yeah, this is the escape. Or
Together,
and away from real life, yeah.
The woman who created the Here Now program came into our studios to talk. Mary Jane Connect is the manager of creative aging programs at the Fry. She says she modeled Here Now after a similar program at the Museum of Modern Art in New York.
And it is designed both for the person living with dementia and the care partner to share an experience at the museum together, but also to have independence and have an opportunity for personal growth on their own. It's about being in the moment, looking at a work of art in silence together, and then talking about what one sees in the work of art. And from there, the facilitator links conversations from participants, and it just grows into this really wonderful group conversation.
On the day that I sat in on a discussion, the group was analyzing a small painting of a woman sitting at a desk, and Roger, who we met earlier, he noticed a mirror in the woman's room.
Yeah, every time someone walks past that, it's adding something new to it, or something else that might be different as they walk by.
Okay, so you're feeling like this gives there a story here to the rest of this picture.
I'm just saying that it seems to be the only thing that looks to be different enough that you recognize it as being, what's that? Oh, and you walk up to it. Oh, my face is right there in front of me.
What do you hear from the people who participate in this?
The feedback is always one of gratitude. We also hear feedback that the program provides a respite, both for, it's a joint respite. It's they are there in the museum experiencing something together, but both the care partner and the person living with dementia are having their own independent experience. And so it's a real opportunity for normalizing that they are again doing something together out in the public, in a social situation.
Everyone who participates in this program has had their lives touched by Alzheimer's in some way, and you are no different in that area. Do you feel comfortable sharing your experience with a loved one?
Sure. So my mother lived with dementia probably the last 12 years of her life. My mother gave me a real gift of love of art when I was quite young, and that's something that we shared, whether it was for love of poetry or love for painting. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's just hard. I was a long-distance care partner. My mom was living back in Virginia. And I think what was hard was with my mother living so far away, she didn't have the opportunity to participate in a program like this. What I would do, though, is that I would send her postcards from the Fry's collection. And then she would get a postcard, I'd write a short little message on it. And then when I would go back to visit, we'd have a little conversation about that work of art. And so that's kind of how I brought the program to her. Yeah.
So yeah. Here Now yeah. was well underway while she was still alive. And yeah. you did this long distance program with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And had conversations based yeah. on where you tried to normalize the disease and the situation. And you yeah. two just appreciated the same work of art, the yeah. same thing that was going on in your galleries.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried as best as I could to kind of have her experience here now, 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's Mary Jane Connect with the Fry Art Museum in Seattle telling us about the Here Now program. Palliative care doctors are studying Here Now to see how the positive experience it creates can be replicated for people with Alzheimer's and their care partners outside of a museum.